Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'm not going to be very Christian this morning. All right? At least by whatever term somebody would come up with. I ain't feeling like being very Christian today. What is this? Monday? Where's my calendar? The 10-10. 10-10-2016. Mark it down. Don't lose my religion today. Actually, that'd be a good thing, wouldn't it, to lose your religion? I hate religion. I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma all weekend. I don't even know how to explain this to you. Guys and gals, the Lord just keeps picking me up and putting me down in places where I just learn more and more and more. I went there to be a presenter, and I did speak three times, and man, the Holy Spirit was powerful in me. Not bragging, just telling you, I'm just bragging on the Holy Spirit. But just being in that environment, had a Ken Davidson speaker from Northern Ireland. He really blessed me. Eyes open. See, we're in a box. Boy, we're in a box. And so when Pastor Ken, when he spoke three different times, I just came away. It just so reemphasized what I try to say on here every week. This thing is so much bigger than us. This thing's so much bigger than us. Christianity just isn't in America. Back Northern Ireland, that's where he is. Belfast. You remember back in Belfast where the Catholics and the Protestants were shooting each other. You guys all remember that, right? I mean, they actually had war in the streets. He lives in Belfast. Talked about the religious wars that are taking place there. But you know, here's what's really amazing. He got the word before he left. He has a church. He took it from about 10 people to, I don't know, he didn't say how many, but he's grown up pretty good. Northern Ireland, I can't even say it. And he just got the call the day before he left that he's going to be removed from his church. He's part of some denomination. I don't even know the name of the denomination, but he's preaching the truth, and the denomination doesn't like the fact that he's preaching the truth. He's kind of been a pebble in their shoe, a thorn in their flesh for quite a while, and it looks like they've just come to, they're going to boot him out. I said, what's your congregation say? He says, oh, Coach Dave, they don't know. So, going to be exciting to watch. The point I'm making is this is a galactic wide faith that we have, and we don't get it. We don't really get what's going on, but it was a real blessing for me. Got back late last night, turned on the Trumpster, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Love to hear from you if you watched it last night. You know, something, a dynamic happens. I got off the airport, got to the airport last night about quarter to nine, and jumped in the little shuttle that takes me to my car, and got in my car. By the time I got in my car, it's about 7 minutes after nine. So I turned on the radio to listen to the debate, and it sounds different than it looks. That makes sense. It sounds different than it looks. When I was listening to Trump at the beginning of it, and we're driving down this road, I'm listening to it. He sounded weak and beat up. And I mean, I was listening to his answer. It was good stuff. But when I watched it, when I got home, turned the TV on, boy, I got an entirely different perspective. So it's like words. It's like maybe 11 years ago, some guy's talking about what he was doing with chicks and how he's putting hands on them and all that stuff. And it sounds bad when you read it, and it sounds bad when you listen to it. But, you know, you got to keep it all in perspective. And we're such weenies. See, we don't win because we don't realize it's a war. That great theologian, Woody Hayes, remember him? The great theologian Woody Hayes, a former football coach at Ohio State University, said he never saw a football player make a tackle with a smile on his face. We're at war and we won't act like we're at war. We wonder why we lose. We see these weenie evangelicals. I'm going to call it like it is, man. You know why we got Donald Trump? We got Donald Trump because the Christian man are so wimpy. They can't wait. They can't wait to make sure everybody knows that they didn't mean to offend them. They didn't mean to. Jesus was known as the rock of offense. And Donald Trump has risen to the top because he is everything the Christian man isn't. There I said it. He's everything the Christian man isn't. He's bold. He says what's on his mind. Yeah, he's crass. Yes, he's full of pride. Yes, he's belligerent. Yes. But he says everything that the Christian man will not say. And I watched that debate last. I'm going to show you some clips of it. I'm going to tell you this. In my lifetime, I have never seen a Republican candidate shoot straight like he did last night. Would anybody give me a thumbs up on that? Now, listen. That's one tough dude. That is one tough dude. Now, see, the media is very, very smart. When they released this video, this audio of Trump, they released it when there was going to be the whole weekend for people to hear nothing but that. They got through the hurricane. As soon as the hurricane was over, boom, here comes Trump. And it was on every time I went back to the hotel and I turned on the TV. I didn't leave it on. I'd flip through the channels. It was all Trump and what he said for 72 stinking hours. And the rats were running off the ship. Everybody was deserting him. They were running for the hills because they were afraid they were going to look like they didn't like women. 72 hours. The average person wouldn't even have been able to make it out of bed, let alone go stand before the world and defend himself. That dude, that's one tough dude. That is one tough dude. And you know what he is? You know what he is? I hope a lot of my Christian friends are watching. This dude's a war president. This is a war president. See, we're at war, but we don't want to say we are. And we're at war, and we want to put a stinking fat old woman in charge of America. Would you wake up? Yeah, touchy-feely politics, touchy-feely. Well, Trump said this, and he hates women. He's probably bedded down a thousand of them. He don't hate them. Say, oh, there you go, Coach. No, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. I'm going to tell you this. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. Most women don't get bedded down unless they want to. Try that one on for size. Huh?
Amen, Coach.
Amen. I know it's an amen. And he started talking about locker room talk last night. Anybody, raise your thumb. Anybody ever engaged in locker room talk? Anybody ever engaged in locker room talk? Anybody ever have any man talk when you're alone with the boys? And then they get on there. Well, those sissy guys with that puffed up moose hair and those women. Well, not men that I know. No kidding. Not men you would know. Not men that would be on CNN. No, they wouldn't talk like that. They're out there rubbing elbows with all the girls, acting like the girls, puffing the hair up, acting like girls. Oh, he's so mean. These are the same people that send women into combat. Same people.
Preach it, Coach. Preach it.
I'm preaching it. I'm just getting going, and I don't care who it ticks off. I'm so sick of it. See those penny-wasted, oh, Paul Ryan run and pull his endorsement back, Rob Portman, Kasich, oh, Mike Lee, oh, I he said such horrible things 11 years ago. That's why we lose. You never, ever see the left eat their own ever. Ever. You say, well, he isn't really our own. What? He's not one of our own. You must have... We have been, over the last 72 hours, we have been so programmed about Trump and women and how vulgar and how evil he is. 72 stinking hours, nonstop, every channel you turned on. Hey, Mike, you've been around a while. You know of any other politician that could have stood that test?
Coach, when I heard about, I haven't watched any of the debates because I find them extremely boring. I watched a couple clips last night of Trump, and I was pleased. Here's the thing. Trump is the master of momentum. Mm. The only way he's going to lose now, well, there's only one way he can lose now, and it's if it's stolen from him, Amen. If it's taken away from him. You watch what happens. This is going to be a glorious October. This guy is not going to quit. He will not quit. He is going to play to win. I am so excited about
this. You know what's driving him too, folks? Hey, listen. I know what you're going to say. You know what's driving him? His pride. His pride's driving him. You think he's got smoke coming out of his ears? Do you think he was sitting home all weekend saying, woe is me, woe is me? He was chomping at the bit. He couldn't wait to get back on that debate stage. He couldn't wait to take him on. The average man wilts. We're at a time when we need a tough SOB, if you know what I'm talking about. We need a tough SOB. And you know who isn't a tough SOB? Most of those Republicans. They're sissies. They're the exact same guys that got us into this mess, and they bail on him. I ain't bailing on him. I ain't bailing on him. Nothing. I knew what he was when I picked him up. You understand what I'm telling you? Was I shocked when that talk comes out from Trump? Come on. I'm a big boy. I know what goes on. Those girls, that freakish Megyn Kelly. Hey, I got home late and I stayed up late because I wanted to be able to see firsthand what I saw. That freaking Megyn Kelly, what a vixen she is. She goes on, does dirty talk with Howard Stern. She comes in there with those clothes up, showing off her legs and all that flesh shown, tempting men. And then she has the gall to talk about Donald's Trump morality. Oh, I wish they did some research in her background. Anybody say amen on that one? Wouldn't you love to have a few videos of Megyn Kelly when she was in college? You don't have to say amen. It's okay. It's okay. Anderson Cooper. You won't have any videos of Anderson Cooper with any women. Nah, no, you don't have to worry about that. Might have some with a few boys. But you won't have any video of him with her. You got to be Arnold Schwarzenegger comes out. Arnold Schwarzenegger comes out in opposition again. Arnold Schwarzenegger says that Trump's not. I can't believe it. We're at war, and we want to act like we're not. Huh?
Coach, yes. My original reaction when this stuff came out was that if that's really the best that they have on him, then it's already over because the rest of these people are compromised 10 times worse doing actual things, and it's on tape. They already have it.
So Steve, what are they going to do? Release another tape now of him saying it to some other girl? What are they going to do? What are they going to throw at him now?
Well, either it's a lead up to something that they're going to drop like right before and it's going to be totally devastating, but I don't know. I think they would have pulled it out already.
I do too. But maybe not. Maybe not. Listen. If you get the big picture and you understand what's going on, it doesn't matter. It's not going to impact you. It's not going to nothing they release about any if they release a tape of Trump in bed with four men. It ain't going to change. I got a video. Larry, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say that the October surprise doesn't have to have even one iota of truth in it. All they have to do is do their timing right, come out with the October surprise, the allegation, the accusation, and run with it for 72, 104 hours, however long.
That's right.
And before the truth can emerge, the election's over. That's their plan. That's
their plan. They were calling the election over on Sunday, weren't they? The election was over. The election is over. I'm going to tell you something. This morning, election ain't over. The election isn't over. Yeah. And I hang on just a second, Mike. I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I believe I wrote a commentary last time, said that he took the pitch, right? He didn't swing hard the first one. He swung now. They backed him in the corner, and he came out fighting. Go ahead, Mike.
The election may have just started, maybe, and Trump knows it, and he's just now starting to rev up the momentum, just beginning.
It's just getting going. Hey, Jared, get that video up there for me real quick. I'm sorry, I told you the wrong one. The one that I made on YouTube the other day. By the way, I got a phone, 740-323-0871. He went away in. 740-323-0871. Hey, I haven't made a video. I don't even know how long I haven't made a video. Hadn't made a video. And I got up yesterday morning, and the Lord gave me this. Now, again, I don't want to take credit on it. I have now seen this, what I'm about to show you. This almost went viral yesterday. Still could. I have not. This is before. This was before the debate. I believe the Lord gave me this. I believe this is from the Lord. I get to the airport. I'm busting to get to the airport because I'm sitting in the airport. I don't even have my hat on. And I make this video. And I want you to listen to this. And remember, if you've been on this queue for a long time, we have been saying this for a while. This is a minute and 30 seconds. This is me yesterday without my hat. Listen,
Coach Dave, coming to you from Tulsa, Oklahoma, on my way home from an event I've been part of out here. I don't have my hat on. You don't see that very often, but just don't have one with me today. Been watching a little bit on the news, not a whole lot, with what's going on with Trump and that whole election thing and what a division it has become into the body of Christ. And I want to point something out. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care. Most of you have made up your mind, and we've been around that tree a long time. But I think it's time for us to wake up and understand that there's a difference between a sinner and a worker of iniquity. Difference, my friends, between the flesh, the carnal behavior, and the demonic behavior. And I'm telling you, if you have spirit eyes to see it all, what's going on right now, one of the candidates is a sinner. Carnality is all over him. The other one, it's a worker of iniquity. That is demonic, what's going on in that other candidacy, and you know who I'm talking about. So don't get pulled in there. Listen, Christians, don't get dragged into this whole muck and mire about who. You expect a lost man to do crazy stuff, don't you? You expect a lost man to act like a sinner? I'm not going to argue whether he ought to be president of the United States or not. That's not even the point. There's a big difference between the carnal and the demonic. That's the choice I see before us right now. Are you going to choose someone who's just a sinner or someone who is a worker of iniquity?
Yep. And you talk about those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Can you imagine if we could get the research on those, oh my goodness, on those guys that bailed on him? Can you even imagine? Folks, this attack is so demonic. It's so demonic. And Sarah, somebody just texted, yeah, did you guys see the fly land on Hillary's face again last night? Huh? What are flies drawn to, by the way?
Honey.
Yeah, they're drawn to honey, I guess. Honey. Yeah, there were a lot of great moments. I got a scripture I want to share with you. Got some other things. Let me open it up for you guys to rant a little bit too, because I got something's going to blow you away here, man. Go ahead. Anybody want to rant with me?
I just want to say Hillary does have one additional skill that we knew nothing about. She's a great artist because boy can she draw a fly.
She can't draw a crowd though, Larry. Yeah. You know,
Did you notice how it was like Trump was prowling like a lion last night, just all over that stage?
And you know,
I think
that's all
people's mind. I think that's all they think about. It's not about who looked presidential. It's about who looked in control and who looked like they were powerfully going to be able to take care of the country.
Amen. Yes, sir. But see, listen, we got to remember this. It's a narrative. I don't know if you guys saw it. I've already seen it this morning. Those on the left are now twittering out, tweeting out that Trump was in her space. He was aggressive. See, that's gonna become the mantra now. He doesn't like women, so therefore he's aggressive with women. He doesn't respect anybody. Hey, guys, you don't understand how easily, listen to me, how easily Christians are swayed. Christians can't stand on nothing. They can't stand on anything. They can't. That's why we lose. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I trust in him. I trust in him. But I thank God we got a guy like Donald Trump who's at least going to try to be a war guy. Oh, I wish we had Carly Fiorina. Oh, if only we had Carly in there. Oh, Mike Huckabee. Oh, if we had Mike Huckabee in there. Or Ted Cruz. Ted would throw the Constitution at him and show him he's allowed to talk about women like that because the founders gave us the right to free speech. That's how Ted Cruz would be fighting. And you know what you're seeing? And I say, amen, thank you, Jesus, the destruction of the Republican Party. Not the destruction of what I would consider a conservative movement. The Republican Party is blowing up before our very eyes. You will never convince me that they didn't all know about this video that was going to come out, and they were ready for bear to bring down the Donald because he is not one of them. You catching the drift here? You have the globalists and then the America First crowd. The globalists and the America First crowd. And Trump is leading the band of the America First crowd. And the globalists all are ganging up on him. And he's the Teflon man. He's Superman. It's amazing to watch. JR, I know you always got a cloud to throw into the sky. What do you say, JR?
No, I'm all the way with you. And once you get your sensitivity training over with, you'll be okay.
Yeah, that's where it's gone, isn't it? Hey, Sarah, let me ask you, what do you think the average response? What do you think the response is? The average woman, not the ones on TV. Not those pretty girls that flash their legs all the time and then way holier than thou. The average girl, how will you plant your beans, Sarah? What do you think their reaction is?
I know what their reaction is. I've seen it on Facebook, and they're the ones, as I typed on the side, and they have read that mommy porn, the Shades of Gray book.
Yeah.
And they're the biggest hypocrites screaming all over this man. I am so trying to be polite and nice and ladylike. And they're all flipping out and going, well, maybe I should change my thoughts and go to Hillary because, you know, she was, you know, Secretary of State, and it's the first time anybody ever did whatever it was she did besides Benghazi, you know, as a woman. And but they're
playing us like a Stradivarius, aren't they?
Oh, beyond that.
They're masters at deceit.
Yes, they're playing these non-fake Christians or fake Christians, yep. Non-Christian women to the max. And real Christian women are seeing what's going on, and it's just very annoying to me, the hypocrisy of these women.
Yes, amen. I'm with you, Sarah.
I want to...
Stephen. I'm sorry, Sarah. Stephen, you want to say something?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say was, it just, when you were talking about Christians are easily persuaded, I would just say that it's just, if you're not firm in your belief and believing what you believe in and having that firm foundation rooted, then it just goes to show how easy the deception really is manifested for one person to be persuaded by emotionalism.
Yeah, but Stephen, it's also this. You ready? There's a legalism that's crept in. There's a legalism. Christians are legalistic. See, we forget. I don't. Many forget what it used to be like to be a sinner. I know how rotten I was. I know how rotten I was. We forget that. We're the worst. Two things. I want to get Jared in here. And then, Steve, I want you to talk about, you're going to be on Hagman tonight. Don't let me forget that. Jared, what are you going to say? Tomorrow night, I think it is. Go ahead.
We don't understand. Men are given the authority. When men take the mantle, there's nothing that can stop you, okay? It's just the way it is. The women get in line. The men lead, and the natural family comes to fruition. It's that simple.
It is.
We're afraid of women. Men are afraid of women. It's a load of crap.
Amen.
They have no power. God didn't give them the power. They gave the man dominion. And it's not sexist. It's supposed to be that way.
I'm rubbing off on Jared. It's good. It's good. Listen, I still got a bunch of stuff to get to. Steve, I want to get it while I'm thinking of. Steve's going to be on Hagman and Hagman tomorrow night. I said that wrong, Steven. Tell us about that.
Thanks, Coach. Don't want to steal the thunder here, so I'll be pretty quick. I'm going to be on with Doug and Joe tomorrow, Tuesday. That's the 11th of October. I'll be on during the second hour. I'm going to be talking about education, economics, and eternity, and how we make really bad decisions about what we do on a day-in, day-out basis because we don't really understand the eternal and the infinite, and so we'll often trade an eternal heavenly reward for some pittance that's temporary, but that's right in our face. And so then we're going to do a quick rundown of the current situation. I'm going to do my best to get to all my notes. It's going to be tough because an hour goes pretty quick and I can sort of get out of hand on the Deutsche Bank stuff. But, you know, going to try and keep it mopped up and just giving it all to the Lord and praying that the Holy Spirit would speak. If I have to throw my show notes out because the Lord wants me to do something else or pray for an hour, then so be it, you know. But, you know, come and join us on YouTube, Global Star, Blog Talk, wherever, favorite venue, just go to HagmanandHagman.com and you can figure out how to listen. I'll see you then.
Yeah, let's support our buddy. Let's support our guys in here.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, Mike.
Quick comment for the women who listen. Go to Polly Heath, P-A-U-L-I-E, Heath, Polly.
Say that again. Like Paul, I-E.
I-E, PollyHeath.com, and friend her on Facebook, P-A-U-L-I-E, Heath.com. I was talking to her this morning about this whole Trump thing. I'm so proud of my wife. She's really getting it. This whole thing this past week has really solidified it for her. So get in touch with her. If you're a Christian woman, she's a songwriter, a singer, and long time in the church. And we have got to get this figured out before Election Day. Otherwise, we're going to lose the country.
So do you want a man, thanks, Mike, do you want a man who in his private moments with some other man is talking about women, even if it's dirty? Or do you want a man who in his private moments is talking about global warming? I want a man that's going to talk about manly stuff. Got that? Hey, Jared, let's pull this thing up here. It says Trump on it. It's just a screen share. I got to share with you guys. I got to share with you. Jared's going to pull it up here. 740-323-0871 if you get in here. 740-323-0871. Is that it, Jared? Let me see if that's the one, bud. Yeah, that's it. Make it a little bit bigger. Okay, guys, here you go. You sitting down? Everybody sitting down? Okay, here we go. This was all said. Huh? Think about everything you're saying about Trump. You ready? Huh? He's been divorced, remarried, and you can't commit to anything. He's dangerously ignorant about internal affairs. The Russian leaders will walk all over him. He has no filter. He doesn't think before he speaks. Until recently, he was a Democrat. He's not a real Republican. He hasn't paid his GOP dues. He used to be pro-choice. Now, suddenly, he's pro-life. That can't be his real hair. Oh, he's a loose cannon. No one wants his finger on the nuclear button. His opponent has the experience of political savvy to be president. He doesn't. He's just not presidential. His temperament disqualifies him from ever being commander-in-chief. By the way, folks, these are quotes. He's proven himself to be mentally unstable. The military will never accept him as commander-in-chief. He's not smart enough. The GOP doesn't want him to be the head of the party. He could never reach across the aisle to get anything done. Most Republicans stay home rather than go out and vote for him. He'll never support him. He says, let's make America great again. How dare he say we aren't still great? Well, his intellect is thinner than the spit on a slate rock. After all his gaffes, he doubles down on them instead of admitting he made a mistake. He's threatening to upend our treaties and our relationship with our allies by demanding that they pay for their own defense. Because of his gross factual errors, he might take rash actions and needlessly lead this country into open warfare. He's racist, xenophobic, and fuels the fires of hatred. The rising turnout of his voters are not loyal Republicans or Democrats and are alienated from both parties because neither takes a sympathetic view towards his issues. The fact that he could be deemed a serious candidate for president is a shame. It's an embarrassment to this country. Is he safe? He shoots from the hip. He's over his head. What are his solutions? Voters want to follow some authority figure, a leader who can take charge with authority, return a sense of discipline to our government, and manifest the willpower needed to get this country back on track, or at least a leader from outside Washington. Does that sound familiar? Folks, this ain't Donald Trump. Try again. This was all said about Ronald Reagan. Unbelievable, isn't it? Every time somebody wants to break through who's not part of the party, this is the kind of thing that happens. Guys, come on now. Come on now. If God was going to send us a champion, what would that champion look like? Somebody help me out here. Michael, welcome, Michael. What would that champion look like if God was going to handpick us one?
Samson?
Okay, Michael?
He's going to look like somebody that nobody else wants to be like. He's got to have charisma. Yeah. And he's going to take all the air out of the room when he walks in, which he does.
And has to take no prisoners when he's in a war.
Amen.
I
thought he did great last night, especially the line that said you'd be in jail.
Let's play that. For those of you who didn't get a chance, Jared, let's get that one up there. For people who didn't know, I'm working on two. Yeah, I think I sent them all to you there, Jared, as I always do, buddy. And it says, you'll find it. You're smarter than me. That's not it.
Coach, you know what I've been thinking?
What's that, Dylan?
It's not the greatest analogy, but you know, when the Israelites first asked for a king, they got Saul. And Saul was by no means perfect, but he was the Lord's anointed. And he did some good. Well, he also did some bad. And then they got David. And I wonder if we're not going through the same thing here in some way. Because I think Saul a lot of times gets a bad rap, but people forget all that he did through the beginning of his story for the Israelites. And I wonder if we're not kind of going through the same thing here.
If you remember, I took a little bit of heat about 6 months ago, I think it was, although maybe I lost track of time. I called him the secular John the Baptist. Does anybody remember that? I called Donald Trump the secular John the Baptist. What did John the Baptist do? What was John the Baptist's job?
There's a light crying out in the wilderness.
He was to prepare the way for the one who would follow. Right? Donald Trump is a mulch machine. He's mulching up everything. He's mulching up the weeds. He's mulching up the trunks. He's mulching up all that stuff, all those brambles and bushes and all those things you get caught on, because he is preparing the way for another. I've said this before. He is chopping down a tree that will, the Republican, Democrat cabal, he's chopping that tree down and giving us an opportunity. JR, make the church great again. Trump ain't the church. Trump isn't the church. Trump's the forerunner. Trump's the one that's coming in chopping all this stuff down. And I continue to be amazed at how many Christians cannot see it. How many Christian men and Christian women said, well, that's it. 11 years ago, he used the P word. Oh, I don't want my daughters to ever hear that. Yet their daughters go to movies, right? Their daughters buy 50 Shades of Grey or whatever. It's crazy. So this is a little clip last night for those of you who didn't get a chance to see it. This is I think this is a little clip from Alex Jones. I was able to grab it from Alex Jones. But this is 6 minutes where Trump tells Hillary she'd be in jail. This, I'm telling you, this was an earthquake that reverberated across America. Go ahead.
Not globalism will be our credo.
When I hear something like that, I am reminded of what my friend Michelle Obama advised us all. When they go low, you go high. And look, if this were just about one video, maybe what he's saying tonight would be understandable. But everyone can draw their own conclusions at this point about whether or not the man in the video or the man on the stage respects women. But he never apologizes for anything to anyone. He never apologized to Mr. and Mrs. Khan, the Gold Star family.
The Gold Star family,
when
you won't get veterans
Khan
any treatment.
Died in the line of duty in Iraq. And Donald insulted and attacked them for weeks over their religion.
Be nice.
They're the one bringing jihadis
he
in, lady.
He never apologized to the distinguished federal judge who was born in Indiana.
He's a member of La Reconquista, Mecha La Raza.
But Donald said he couldn't be trusted to be a judge because
just like the judge
his parents
Obama
were, quote,
appointed
Mexican.
That's
he never apologized to the reporter
like that?
That he mimicked and mocked on national television and our children were watching.
Our children
were
watching.
And he never apologized for a racist lie.
Ukraine.
That President Obama was not born in the United States of America. He owes the president
an apology.
That
in his Harvard
Review
papers.
He owes our country an
apology.
You
know it's Frank Marshall Davis now, lady.
And he needs to take responsibility for his actions and his words.
Your actions.
Well, you owe the president an apology because, as you know very well, your campaign, Sidney Blumenthal, he's another real winner that you have, and he's the one that got this started along with your campaign manager, and they were on television just 2 weeks ago, she was saying exactly that. So you really owe him an apology. You're the one that sent the pictures around your campaign, sent the pictures around with President Obama in a certain garb. That was long before I was ever involved, so you actually owe an apology. Number two, Michelle Obama. I've gotten to see the commercials that they did on you. And I've gotten to see some of the most vicious commercials I've ever seen of Michelle Obama talking about you, Hillary. So you talk about friend. Go back and take a look at those commercials. A race where you lost fair and square, unlike the Bernie Sanders race where you won, but not fair and square, in my opinion.
Good job.
And all you have to do is take a look at WikiLeaks and just see what they said about Bernie Sanders and see what Deborah Wasserman Schultz had
Good
in
job,
mind.
Good job, Trump. You stole
because
that
Bernie
nomination,
Sanders
witch.
Between superdelegates and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, he never had a chance. And I was so surprised to
Stanford
see him
research, you stole
sign
it.
On with the devil.
Listen to this.
But when you talk
Good
about
job.
Apology, I think the one that you should really be apologizing for and the thing that you should be apologizing for are the 33,000 emails that you deleted and that you acid washed. And then the two boxes of emails and other things last week that were taken from an office and are now missing.
Notice she's sitting down.
I'll tell you what. I didn't
20
think
minutes
I'd say
in,
this, but
she's
I'm
sitting
going
on
to
her
say
fat
it,
ass.
And I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak. The people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this where emails and you get
Look
a subpoena.
Look at her. He's standing up to that witch.
You get a subpoena. And after
she's going to say he's
subpoena,
a pedophile tomorrow with her own judge with no name.
1,000 emails.
And then you magically he's a pedophile tomorrow.
Him,
watch.
A very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been, their lives have been destroyed for doing one
monster woman
of what you've done. And it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of
Secretary
yourself.
Yeah!
Amen!
I'm going to let you.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
About email. Because everything he just said is absolutely false,
what
but I'm not surprised.
What difference does it make?
In the first debate...
I didn't get rid of any emails. Obamacare is free.
I told that it would be impossible to be fact-checking Donald all the time.
Like
I'd never
that.
Get to talk about anything
oh, yeah,
I want to do and how we're
the
going
CIA to
really make lives better for people. So... Once again, go to HillaryClinton.com. We have literally
no,
Trump. Fact check him in real time.
Fact check
last
your
time, in the first debate, up. We had millions of people fact checking. So
He's
I
pacing.
Expect we'll have millions more fact checking.
Because, up.
You know,
fact
it
check.
Is.
Bill Clinton, Lolita Express.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Yeah! Good, he's coming through.
We want to hear the audience to please not...
Americanism. I'm going to tell you, all across America, they don't care. A lot of people don't care about that, about his trashy mouth anymore. They don't care. He just said the magic words. Guys, listen. Do you know how dangerous he just became to the other side? Because he made a promise that he would get a special prosecutor and she belongs in jail. But don't underestimate what that means, because any special prosecutor and any investigation of her will lead to the White House and beyond. He just walked into a hornet's nest. He knows he did. In fact, he said at the beginning of that clip, I wasn't going to say this, but I think I will. And he's calling them all out. And we know now from the WikiLeaks and some of those other things that Barack Obama purposefully sabotaged the investigation because all roads lead to him. Trump's in more danger now than he has ever been. Yes, Kevin. Kevin puts up there. That Illuminati. Those New World Order guys we're talking about. They know now that he's playing. Somebody's got something they want to say.
Coach? Oh, wait.
Yep.
This is Michael. I wanted to say a couple things. First of all, your little video yesterday of about carnal and demonic was right on, because you're fighting a demonic force here. If you listen to some of the things that Larry Nichols has even talked about, this is a demonic force that we're fighting. It is the dark kingdom that we are fighting with. And Trump is brave enough to walk into it. Perhaps that's why he is not what we consider a Christian, because you need somebody that's willing to go in, that's got guts and not worried about whether he's going to step on somebody's toes or shake hands with the devil in the wrong way.
Amen,
I think his
Michael.
Innocence is better than anybody's.
Listen, Michael, it's just further testament to me that Christians can't see. Christians cannot see what's going on. Jared, listen, let's pull up over here, Jared. It says Alinsky Tactics. It's an article. I saw this online this morning, and I did a yeehaw. Because, guys, if you remember, you've been part of this show at all. This is what we talked about. You remember Saul Alinsky? Remember we talked about it? And this guy, Frank Salvato, asked the question, is the GOP falling for the Alinsky tactics again? Follow this. After all the time spent by many people, including myself, explaining the tactics of Saul Alinsky and how today's progressive left has turbocharged them, it's stunning, in fact, incredulous, that conservatives and Republicans are falling for it again. The complete acquiescence to this tactic is sadly proving the progressives right. Maybe the right isn't that smart after all. Proof's in the pudding. Is the self-righteous outrage being leveled against Donald Trump for an audio recording that exposes a private boys will be boys locker room conversation in which he's braggadocious about his sexual prowess? In every corner of the conservative world, from social media to the halls of Congress, people are tripping all over themselves to castigate Trump for talking like almost every guy at some point in his life. If you're a guy and you refute that statement, you're an unmitigated liar. And at a time when the self-righteous right is vomiting invective against the crass and lewd statements made over a decade ago by Trump's, WikiLeaks is revealing that this was Clinton's plan all along. to promote someone that many would consider extreme, and then to control the narrative to destroy him or her, leaving her a pathway. Okay, let's go down here a minute. Screw on down, Jared. Saul Alinsky. Remember Saul Alinsky? Here we go. Now, if you bothered to read Rules for Radicals, which we talked about on this show, right there. Up a little bit more, Jared. I'm sorry. Here's the textbook, and look how they're executing it against Trump. Alinsky rule number 4. Make the enemy live up to its own rules. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly obey all of their own rules, Alinsky says. This is a serious rule. The besieged entity's very credibility. Scrolling up for me, Jared. And reputations at stake, because if activists catch it lying or not living up to its commitments, they can continue to chip away at the damage. Listen, here's what they did. They showed Trump making this video, and then all the weak-kneed Christians, oh, they had to be self-righteous. Oh, my ears. Oh, my daughter. Making Christians live up to their own standards. Does this sound familiar? It should. Exactly what the Clinton team did, and progressive lapdogs in the mainstream media have dangled in front of the unwinning conservatives to fracture this for 30 days. They've been doing it forever, and we still don't get it. Rule number 5, Linsky's rule number 5, ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There's no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. And you know what? Trump gave no concessions. Oh, Pence maybe did. Oh, all those white-collared rhino Republicans, they gave in. Oh, no, I'm not for that kind of talk. Oh, Lord, help us. Let's put Hillary in there. Oh, he is so mean and so crude and so crude. The tactic generates anger, resentment, and aggravates basic but previously unirritated differences in the rank and file. Once the anger is in place and the divide is palpable, then the Alinskyites move to rule number 9. You with me? You follow me? The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Imagination and ego can dream up many more consequences than any activist. And this really explains that perception is reality. So Trump's a scumbag. That's reality. Defense of the legitimate perceptions, organizations, including presidential campaigns, will expend huge amounts of precious time and energy combating it. All weekend, we heard about Trump and his mouth. Rule number 12, I'm sorry. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target for sympathy. Go after people, not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. Is this what they did to those weak-kneed, wimpy Republicans or not? See, this is where we are right now. The Clinton-friendly media has targeted Trump, therefore the entire GOP. They've frozen it into an 11-year-old bravado comments. They've personalized it, hung it on Trump, and they've created polarization on that. They have divided the right. That we are falling for this again is a monument to how stupid the right is in regards to political strategy. We got a woman who is the greatest criminal in the history of American politics, and we're talking about things that Trump says. Wow. Okay, Jared, that's all. There's more of it there. Amen? We're falling for the same stinking thing again. I want to get some scripture in there because I haven't gotten any in. Turn to Jeremiah. Just going to give you two brief readings from Jeremiah. I told you today this. I was going to maybe lose my religion a little bit here. So maybe this isn't as Christian as you might expect it to be. I'm in Jeremiah chapter 4. And I'm going to start with verse 14. Y'all with me? Here we go. Oh, Jerusalem, whenever you hear that, think children of God. Whenever you hear Jerusalem, he's not talking Jerusalem. He's talking to his kids. Oh, Christians, wash your heart from wickedness that you mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within ye? For a voice declareth from Dan, and publisheth affliction from Mount Ephraim. Make ye mention to the nations, behold, publish against Jerusalem that watchers come from a far country and give out their voice against the cities of Judah. Do you understand that statement? Invaders have come from a far distance and they're destroying our country. As keepers of the field, are they against her roundabout? Because she has been rebellious. America's been rebellious, says the Lord. So these others have come in. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reaches unto thine heart. Keep going. My bowels, Jeremiah cries out. I'm pained at my very heart, and my heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trump. How about that? The alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled, and suddenly are my tents spoiled, my curtains in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people are foolish. They've not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. They don't do good, but they want Trump to. Jeremiah 6, real quick. I'm going to piggyback on top of it, Jared. Very short. Jeremiah 6, verse 9. Start of verse 8. But thou, and be thou instructed, O Christian in America, lest my soul depart from thee. You don't listen to me, I'm out here, Jeremiah is saying. I'm going to make you desolate, a land not inhabited. Here it comes, you ready? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnants of your nation as a vine. Turn back your hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot hearken. And behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach, and they have no delight in it. Therefore, the Lord says, I am full of fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with his hot wife shall be taken and aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned to others, and their fields and wives together, for I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. I could go on and on. We don't deserve a righteous man as president. We don't deserve it. Our Christian church gave us Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Our Christian churches gave us those guys. And now we're sitting back and talking about, you know what it is. I got another video I want to show. Anybody want to say anything before I show another video? A couple things we'll make sure you see.
Yeah, you just forgot one word.
Help me, Larry.
So-called.
Okay, so here is the Dan Quayle moment. I don't know if you guys got to see that. Jared, it's one says Lincoln. This was, hey guys, he played for Keeps last night. He played for Keeps last night. Listen to this. This wasn't staged. This soundbite will reverberate too. Go ahead, Jared.
So ridiculous. Look, now she's blaming. She got caught in a total lie. Her papers went out to all her friends at the banks, Goldman Sachs, and everybody else. And she said things, WikiLeaks, that just came out. And she lied. Now she's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I haven't. Okay, Honest Abe. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you. That's a big, big difference. We're talking about some difference. But as far as the elements of what she was saying, I don't know Putin. I think it would be great if we got along with Russia because we could fight ISIS together as an example. But I don't know, Putin. But I notice anytime anything wrong happens, they like to say the Russians, the Russians. She doesn't know if it's the Russians doing the hacking. Maybe there is no hacking. But they always blame Russia. And the reason they blame Russia is because they think they're trying to tarnish me with Russia. I know nothing about Russia. I know about Russia, but I know nothing about the inner workings of Russia. I don't deal there. I have no businesses. I have no loans from Russia. I have a very, very great balance sheet. So great that when I did the old post office on Pennsylvania Avenue, the United States government, because of my balance sheet, which they actually know very well, chose me to do the old post office between the White House and...
The line was, you're no Lincoln. Remember Dan Quayle? That's what he just said. You're no Lincoln. You're no Lincoln. One more I want you to see, just so you can talk to your friends today. Say, yeah, I saw that. Go to the last one, Jared. Frank Luntz. I think Frank Luntz is a creep. But I want to show you something. I want to show you something. This is a video of a video. I want you to watch what happens here when Trump begins to talk about a prosecutor and throwing her in jail. Now, look at these lines. You look at the lines. Green are Hillary supporters. Red are Republicans. And yellow are undecideds. Watch this line when with the undecideds. When he's, the red's already off the chart. Trump supporters, it's you can't even measure it. Watch what happens to the yellow line when he starts talking about throwing her in jail. Go ahead, Jared.
But if I win, I am going to instruct my Attorney General to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation because there has never been so many lies, so much deception.
They can't even measure it!
And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious.
The line! You can't even see the line!
Like this, where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash, or bleach it, as you would say, or expensive process. So we're going to get a...
Even Hillary supporters are above 60.
Because you know what? People have been... Their lives have been destroyed. They're doing one-fifth.
Wow.
Coach.
Yes.
Here, everybody has been screaming about Hillary Clinton and being a cheat and a lie and all the other stuff about the emails. Here's somebody that stands up and says exactly what everybody wants done. I think even Christians have said that. And here he is. He's saying what we have all been longing for. Amen. Amen. Good going on, Donald.
Yes, sir. So, guys, we had a complete and total reset. In that, I'm telling you this. He stopped losing people last night. He stopped losing them. And he now will continue to gain them. Now, we don't know what's going to happen in these next 30 days, but I can bet you this. Pardon me while I use this term. All hell's about to break loose.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You couldn't see the lines because they were above the...
Unbelievable, wasn't it, Larry? I never saw anything like that.
If you watch the numbers over on the right, several instances along there, the undecideds were more positive than the Trump fans.
It's amazing, see. And so where are we little Christians? Oh, we're mad because he spoke dirty. He spoke dirty 30 years ago. I can't support him. Oh, no. Hey, guys. He's just acting like a sinner, isn't he? Just acting like a sinner. Help me bring it home here, boys and girls. Help me bring it home. Anybody? Sarge, you always got something good to say, man. Weigh in here.
Yeah, well, I was saying in the chat, everybody, if you haven't figured this out, this is what you have to understand. The Hegelian dialectic, which we talked about last week, that is the strategy. And the tactics on how they get to where they need to be is using the Alinsky rules. And it said right in there, you had it highlighted, tactics, tactics, tactics. You've got to understand, they're gonna peel this thing one tactic at a time. And they have multiple fronts, multiple tactics. It's just like, it's no different than a commander who's doing a pincer movement. You have tactics, but the strategy is you're going to get to a destination.
But you know what we ought to thank God for? Trump. See, Trump is smarter than the average Christian. Trump is not ignorant of their devices. He understands the game. He understands it. And he weathered, I'm telling you, the weekend from hell. I don't live with him, but that was a weekend from hell. And he weathered it. Jared?
You want to know why people like Trump? Because he's not afraid of women.
One other thing, Coach. He also told Obama, don't give her a pardon before you get out of office.
He did, didn't he? I'm telling you, boys. I'm telling you. Don't believe the polls. I haven't lost hope yet. Hey, God bless you, man. Great show. Love all you guys. Love the comments. Hey, keep your eye on the ball. Listen, guys. I'm bringing stuff to the table that you can apply in life. It's playing out before us. We started talking about Alinsky 4 or 5 months ago, and it's playing right out in front of us, and the average person can't even see it.
Hey,
can't
Dave. See it.
Yeah.
What a show, first of all, and what a Bible verse to tie in. I got in a little bit late here. The hope, I can't explain to you how much you hit the mark, but the thing I've been telling people, and people don't want to, ladies don't really understand this. Listen, when a guy wakes up, there's two things he's looking for. He's looking for a good hamburger, and then unfortunately he's looking for that woman who he can bed down.
Yeah.
And it is only God's word that constrains the barbarism of mankind.
Right.
It is his word that puts the parameters in as it relates to the sexual relationship between man and woman. Without that, we are a chaotic barbarian in this area. And it's hard for women to understand that, but they have to. That is the truth.
So that makes this whole thing. Go ahead, Jared. Did you want to say something?
They can't understand it. They're women. They're not designed to understand it.
That's a good point. So I guess my whole take on this thing is we ought to feel sorry for Bill Clinton because he has to go home to Hillary. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.